This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Good day. You were hanging out with the worst guys. My name is Malcolm Julie.
Wake up.
Today is a very important day in our lives.
Why is it important?
It's Woman Crush Wednesday.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but for some reason, we always have our shows on Wednesday, but we've never had a conversation about woman crushes that we have. So today we're going all in. We're talking about all our favorite South African women. You know, South Africa has the most beautiful woman in the world. But I don't care what you say. South Africa has got the most beautiful woman in the world. We've got the different flavors. We've got Raja Spice. We've got Dove. We've got melanin popping. We've got everything.
We've got everything. Combinations.
Hey, my boy.
Combinations. Oh, black in knees. Yeah,
Exactly, hijack. Okay, so just quickly, before we get right into it, which province do you think has the most beautiful women in South Africa?
In terms of numbers, obviously now we're talking numbers.
Well, look, yeah. So the majority of them have to be beautiful. But look, I'm asking this because I know you've spent a lot of time in different places in South Africa. For instance, I've lived in Pretoria, Joburg, Bloem, Grahamstown. You know, that's quite a few places.
Myself, it's the West Cape in Cape Town, Bloemfontein and Johannesburg.
Yeah, so that's quite a few. So out of those, and Durban, my mom lived in Durban for a while, so I've got to experience that as well. And I honestly don't know. To be honest, Pretoria and Bloem are low-key fire. You know, that low-key that nobody really,
yeah, but don't,
if they're not exposed.
Yeah, here we go. But the thing is with Pretoria and Bloem, ne?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of Dutch flanges. Let's not lie.
Yeah. But our poppies are also fly. I know they were part and parcel of apartheid. Well, yeah. Not all of them, but they still fly. Let's not deny.
Can't wait to change the last name from Van Riebeek to Westguy.
Yeah, to Mhluli. What's her name? Jan-Marie Mhluli. We out here with the poppies. We don't care. We don't discriminate. We like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I love this country, man. We've got beautiful women all over. But today, specifically, we're talking about our celebrity crushes, man. The women that are in the game, the entertainment industry more specifically, and are killing it, man, and are doing the most. Look, dude. Who's your girl? Who's your one girl that every time she posts on Instagram there's a double tap flowing? Is there someone like that for you? It must be a thickum, because I know you into them thickums.
Hey, because need love too, and I got. Why you think I'm in the gym, dog? I'm gymming so that I can also get buff and
big.
Yeah.
You can't be too fenced with a thick woman. You gotta be thick in your own way, you know.
Well, you can't be fenced. I mean, you slide into many more gaps
if you're skinny.
But yeah. For me, wow. You know. Don't think that I'm trying to be all cliche and Mr. Romantic or anything. But, you know, since I've had a lady, it's been a situation.
Oh, so cute, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a situation of me not necessarily paying attention to these broads.
You know what I'm saying? I'm exactly the opposite, man. Since I haven't been late in so long, I'm out here double tapping one way, my boy.
For this life that you cannot change.
It's because I'm focused on the hustle, bro. And women are a distraction, let's not lie.
Exactly. That's why if you have a woman, stick to that one woman. Yeah. Trust, you'll go
trust.
To the top.
Yeah, which is exactly
where I'm heading. Yeah, I said it.
Alright, so you're saying?
Okay, so for me, I don't think it's a particular one. I think it's a couple that I actually, you know, love in the game that be like, all right, you dope, you dope. You know, people like Boity.
Yeah, Boity's dope. Oh, she's been annoying recently because she does that thing on Instagram where, you know, you put 5 different pictures that don't really make sense. It's like blank, 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 but it makes a full picture on your profile when you go see all the photos.
Oh, so she's on that artiste vibe.
Yeah. I really don't like that. But yeah, Boity is obviously one of them.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Oh,
Mini Dlamini, the Zulu queen.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She's the Zulu queen of South Africa right
Let me
now.
Tell you, pictures actually don't do these flanges justice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When you see them live jive, my boy.
Who have you seen live jive?
All of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mini, Boiti.
And you're saying they look better live than on pictures and on Instagram?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't want to lie.
So they're not even selling us dreams? Because a lot of people are selling us dreams on the social media streets.
Yeah, but that's what social media is all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so my favorite, my all-time favorite.
I don't even have to mention it.
No, let me say, I don't even know if it's because of my adolescent days of FHM. But Shashi Naidu is my absolute favorite woman in this country.
So she knocks out Hirayama for you?
Yo, she knocks her out, but it's a tight battle. They toe-to-toe and the Benzino, it's the man. I never drag them in battles that I can handle. So I wouldn't want to get them and have a choice, you know, because that would be tough.
Unless you absolutely have to. You're supposed to set
an example. Exactly, Jack, for the worst. Like, I'm supposed to set an example for the worst guys. So I'd say Shashi Naidu, just because, you know, I have a lot of intimate memories, let's call them that, days when she was on FHM.
We've been in this game for like, 2 years and you're already A-list, with the A-list.
Not yet, soon enough though. But yeah, Shashi Naidu's always been a favorite of mine, and she just seems like a cool kid. You know, she likes to go out and drink and have fun, and you know, that's the type of personality I'm attracted to. Somebody who takes their job seriously and is a professional, but can also be, you know, down and dirty, you know, can also just be a student of some sort.
Yeah, but what kind of fun are you talking about? Do you party?
You really party?
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people in this industry, don't get it twisted, especially these females. They're pros.
Just
going to the bathroom quickly, going with your whole handbag. We've all become accustomed to females going to the bathroom with their handbag, but you never know if they're putting on eyeliner or powdering their nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think a lot of them are powdering their nose, to be honest. We all know what the model game is like. I won't put that on Shashi. Although, Shashi, if you're out there doing lines, I can join you. I have no problem with it. We can do it together.
Do you like drugs? Do you like drugs?
Yeah. Oh, me too. I do too, Shashi. We can do drugs together if that's what you're about. But yeah, she's my woman crush Wednesday. That's my number one top spot. And then I'll definitely put Lala Rihama next. She's also one of those people, man. She's just got an amazing energy. She comes into the studio here. Well, she's been to the studio a couple of times, and I've met her, not officially. She probably wouldn't remember me, but you know, that positive energy that you just can't fight, you know, she lights up a room.
See, that's that energy that you know, I consistently talk about in terms of what attracts me to other people.
Mm.
You know, your energy speaks for itself. You could come into a room and you could be dead still, dead quiet, but I could still feel your energy.
Energy doesn't lie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with that being said, I mean, like, for a guy in my position and where I see my life going and the goals and ambitions that I have, I need you to have the same sort of energy.
Otherwise, why are we even having this conversation?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, I don't want your conversation. For real.
I mean, you don't even have to be there. But if I know that you are working towards a specific goal,
yeah.
If you have ambition, there's nothing like a lack of ambition in somebody.
Dude, to be honest, I can't have a conversation with you if you aren't following your dreams. Like a genuine conversation. I'll talk to you. I'll entertain you. But I can't have that in-depth conversation. You know,
otherwise,
that,
it's all generic.
Yeah, it's all just, hey, how are you? Oh, how's work? Oh, how's the weather?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're going to this place this weekend. Oh, okay.
So like, how's your mom?
Yeah, yeah. Surface level conversation is all I could have with people who are not here to live their own lives. And a lot of people aren't here to live their own lives. They're living it for somebody else for God knows what reason. But yeah, I really can't have a conversation with average people. Just to put it in layman's terms. All right, so let's check these people, right? What do you think Lala is following is like on Instagram?
If I had to take a random guess?
Yeah, take a guess.
I don't think she's hit a bar yet.
Mm.
I would say she's plus 750.
Nice, nice, nice. She's actually almost double that. She's 133K, which is quite a lot. I just want to see in comparison to like Mini Dlamini? Because I know Mini Dlamini is almost at a milli, surely.
When I said once plus 750, I meant like 750,000.
Oh shit! I thought you meant like 75. My bad.
That's Zuma lit. In the building.
That's lit coming through, showing itself out here on Cliff Central. Okay, so for me, it's Mini Dlamini. Okay, on Instagram, it's Mini Dlamini with 1.9 million followers. I think that's probably the highest out of all of that we've mentioned, all the ladies that we've mentioned, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that she's Zulu. And obviously, South Africa is predominantly Zulu, and she's the Zulu queen. So that's 1.9 million. Let's see what my girl Shashi is rocking.
Besides for the numbers of the queens that are battling it out, obviously, you know, the name and the title, or not the title, let's say the name belongs to Bonang, you know, Queen B. But out of the few that are in that pot, you know, and there's a specific pot that I'm talking about. I'm talking about Amanda Dupont.
Mm-hmm.
Boiti,
mm-hmm.
Mini, Bonang.
Yeah. The real A-listers.
Yeah. All right. Give me your podium finishes.
Okay, Lala there.
No. I told you what's in the pot.
Was she not there?
No, I didn't put it in the pot. I'm saying there's a certain clique.
Okay. Out of that crew, Mini definitely.
Number one.
Amanda definitely second.
Ooh, about Boiti.
Yeah. I like Amanda's vibe, man. She posts on Instagram regularly about, you know, like her fitness. And she did this one thing.
Boiti's on that USN swag. What you wanna say now?
yeah, I just prefer Amanda Dupont's energy.
It's like, that light skin thing of yours. Now you're discriminating now, isn't it?
I don't know why you're putting words in my mouth. But what I'm trying to say is that I enjoy the fact that, you know, she's actually really active outside of the acting space as well. She posted this run thing that caught my eye, and I haven't forgotten since, but it was just this thing of her. She was on set and then she just started doing push-ups. You know, she's like, you know, this is what we do when we don't have the time to go into the gym. We do our workouts right here on set. I was like, yo, this is some wavy vision over here.
Nah, man, I'm going to fight for Boiti. Boiti also does something outside of her, you know, career field. So now what's up?
Yeah, no, I don't like Boiti that much, honestly. Ooh. I think she's pretty and
what
all.
Did Boiti
but
ever
her
do
personality,
to you?
I don't know, it was the whole Casper in your vest thing. And
but you know that was all a publicity stunt.
Yeah, but it kind of put me off. Like, I don't know any of Amanda Dupont's endeavors. Granted, everybody has skeletons, but this is the perception that we receive here on the outside.
Do you see yourself being with somebody in the industry? I mean, obviously, WCWs are most frequently celebrities. It's those niggas that are like, yeah, no. Let me give a shout out to my lady.
Yeah.
Which is you, the basket,
Drizzy. You know? Drizzy Drake Cecile.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know. The reason why I would is because the people who are in the industry are obviously driven, are obviously successful, have a similar mentality to what I have. And I think that's important in a relationship. You have similar goals, similar dreams. They don't have to be the same goals, but your visions are aligned. But obviously that comes with a whole lot more exposure in terms of the public eye. And the public is full of shit. I hate people, actually.
But then with what you're saying right now, you know, visions are aligned somewhat, so they're on the same sort of path. Surely that can also be with somebody who's not in the industry, but in their own.
That's
a lawyer, for example.
Yeah. But in their own right.
Yeah.
You see, that's the debate that I'm having with myself in my head. Is like, would I rather keep my relationship more private, which is something I think I'll do. This is not something I've necessarily experienced yet, but I really don't think I'll enjoy fame all that much. You know, I think it'll be my least favorite part of the job. You know, every job has its ups and downs. Fame will be a down for me. I can't...
Do you think fame has more cons than pros? If you look deeper into it.
No. And the reason why I say... If I did think fame had more cons than pros, then I wouldn't be chasing fame like a religion. And
no, but you're not chasing fame. You're chasing your...
My dream. But yeah. Listen...
It comes with fame.
Yeah. But the purpose of fame, in terms of what I'm doing, is... the reach. The more famous I am, the more people there are to hear my message. it's as simple as that. The more people I'm trying to connect with, because ultimately anybody who's in arts, who's in entertainment, who's doing their own thing is looking to change, to imprint their viewpoint on the world, right? So the more people I can do that to or for, the better, right? So that's why I want to go for, you know, global stardom, superstardom, as opposed to, you know, just bubbling and dying out here in SA. So that is the reason for the fame. That is the one thing that makes me okay with that. But I don't necessarily enjoy the public being in your space, watching everything that you do. Because, yeah, like I said, people are full of shit, bro.
Yeah, I feel like here in South Africa, although it is you know, existent in quite a lot of situations where media will be all up on your vibe in terms of what you're posting and what you're saying on all of these social media platforms. But I don't think, as South African celebrated personalities, they have it to that extent of you just going to go get groceries and
definitely. But I think it's coming.
You think that level is still there?
Yeah, I think it's still coming, because don't forget that South Africa has only recently started to build confidence in itself and its artists and its sound and its uniqueness, right? Mm. So now we're starting to understand, okay, we are actually dope. We don't need to steal from any other cultures. Mm. We can take our culture and take it to that place. And once we take our own culture and take it to that place, there's more people that will resonate with it. Mm. That's why a lot of people are listening to more local hip-hop, because they are resonating with it. So that resonance is just going to build as we build confidence, as we go to that place that we as the worst guys have been speaking of, where Africa is the leader in the world. Mm. You know, there's something in our water. There really is. Trevor Noah's set the bar. I just recently saw a picture of Lois Okora doing a show for 50 Cent in the US.
No way.
Which is amazing. Yeah, yeah, it's on Instagram right now. That's mad props. Mad props. So
the game, idols.
Yeah, the game is opening up for us properly. And I think South Africa will get to the point where celebrities are literally celebrated. Paparazzi, the whole shebang. And I do also think that comes with the mentality of celebrities to the extent where, to a large extent, a celebrity is better than normal people, you know?
I was actually talking to one of my clients and asking the same sort of question, like, what is it that makes South African celebrities different to the level that, you know, international celebrities are like? I mean, for example, it doesn't even have to be an A-list celebrity. I mean, give me anyone from overseas. Anyone, off the top of your head, male or female?
I don't know. Will Smith.
No, man,
Smith. Not somebody at the top.
Yeah, I'm saying B-list and down.
Anna Kendrick.
Who the fuck is that?
She's a comedic actress, but she's kind of A-list. Damn.
Okay, fuck it. Anyway.
The Rock.
No, man, you know he's A-list.
Okay, I just don't like The Rock. I said what I said. I don't like The Rock. I don't like Kevin Hart.
You're hating on Buffnick. So anyway, Christina Milian.
Okay.
For example.
Okay.
Christina Milian gets on a plane, comes to South Africa. Best believe she's not even A-list, but South Africa is going to be hounding her from OR to the Gautrain station to Sandton to the Da Vinci Hotel, whatever hotel she's sleeping at. Do you get what I'm saying? And you follow my story. Now, you take the cream of the crop of South Africa. You take any celebrity, all right?
Mm.
You could take who, for example? You could take...
AKA.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'd even make it even better. Trevor Noah didn't receive the sort of reception that Christina Milian would receive.
Ooh, I feel. That's a big call.
Honestly speaking.
I don't know, man.
Reception.
I don't
think... Okay, let me not say reception, because we received him well.
Yeah, like, I saw when he was at the Goliath Comedy Club. I mean, people stood up for that guy before he started speaking.
Yeah, yeah,
which is the goal.
Granted.
Yeah.
However, I feel that celebrity status...
Yeah.
We kind of threw it out the window. It's like, yeah, Here's our boys back away, like we, as if we just saying shot to the box when they come back at the airport, or the Proteas.
Yeah,
you know, we don't do much for Bafana Bafana, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it's that whole thing that AKA also goes on about like opening for international acts on our own home ground.
Yeah.
You know, which I really respect, but I also do think that comes with the confidence of our celebrities themselves and the confidence in the people in our celebrities to deliver international standard stuff. You know, we haven't had that for the past 5 years. Mm. It's only, I mean, for the past 10 years, it's only in the recent 5 of these 10 where we've started to really manufacture high quality, like international quality standard. So I think once that starts to catch on, we will start celebrating our own celebrities more. Nasty C is highly celebrated. Highly, highly, highly. Nasty C gets attention everywhere he goes. Do you know what I'm saying? So I do think that that is still coming. We're still behind in the game.
I truly do believe that it's going to come.
Yeah.
But what that client was basically saying as well to me is that overseas people, you know, these celebrities, they don't do normal shit.
Mm.
Here, we're still trying to please the public and do normal shit.
Yeah.
We're not creating that hype.
This pleasing the public shit, that's our problem. Fuck everybody. If you're trying to make it, that is your number one rule. Fuck everybody. If you're dope, the people will come.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
And remember that you're not for everybody.
Exactly.
And not everybody's you.
Exactly. Hi, Jack. If everybody likes you, you're doing something wrong.
You know, would you rather, you know, perform to a crowd of 100 people that love the shit out of your craft and know the lyric to every single song, or cry tears of laughter when they're at your comedy show?
Yeah.
Or would you have a room of 1,000
who came here to see somebody else and they don't really fuck with you?
They don't even know what your real name is. They only know your stage name.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. All right, so we are getting to that place. But anyway, shout out to all the women killing it out there in the game. Shashi Naidu, I'm out here. Holla at me, dog. Slide in the DMs. I'm honestly in love with you. But yeah, let's not tell too many people because they're going to try to sabotage us. You know, these people be jealous, baby girl. But it's me and you. Me and you too, yeah.
No, the thing is, people, can I just say that I'm actually scared that this guy might end up with Sashi Knight? Because if you go back in our discography of all of the podcasts that we've done, there was a freestyle where we were talking about prophesizing.
Yeah.
Now, we are prophets, you know.
You heard that?
And I kid you not, everything that we have said is going to happen, has happened, or is still yet to happen.
Yeah, that is 100% true.
Now, South Africa, I don't think y'all, the whole world, I don't think y'all are ready to see a guy who used to go from sleeping on his brother's couch to dating Sashi Naidu.
Boy, we're going to have the most legitimate mixed children.
I feel
so
like that's Drake and J-Lo. Because by the time you get it, she'll be a nice MILF.
Yeah, Les MILF age. MILF
Prime
age.
Kruger.
Okay, cool. Let's quickly go through some news. We are talking about Malusi Gigaba's first midterm budget policy statement, which is happening today. Damn, man, this is going to be so interesting. Obviously, the UCT shutdown is a part and parcel of what he's going to be talking about with regards to the fee increases. You know, it's been kind of quiet this year when it comes to fees must fall saga. But the UCT students themselves have decided to march to Parliament tomorrow with regards to proposed fee increases. I don't know if they're going to keep the 0% increase like they did last year, but universities are suffering. They're getting squeezed because more students are coming in and they're not leaving because they're not passing.
I actually saw a tweet of somebody who's actually suffering in university, not because they can't pay fees or anything like that. I think it's just because, like, you know, tertiary is a mal thing when you're busy studying. Workload is a shitload. And he was like, I could actually do with a Fees Must Fall march right about now.
Hey, be careful what you wish for. Go to Cape Town and you got it. You got it. All right, so that's happening right now. We're going to hear more about the Malusi Gigaba speech later next week. We'll chat about what he had to say. Also, crime statistics have been released by the Poichi Fikile Mbalula. I just think this guy is an absolute pro. I don't know how well he's doing at his job, but apparently crime has gone down 3.3% from last year. But I really do like the way he handles each portfolio that he does. When he's sports minister, he's Raz Matez. He's out here suiting up, shiny. When he's police minister, he's firm. He's aggressive. He's like, wanyatotsi. Do you know what I'm saying?
They've even made a meme of him.
Yeah, he's a proper, like, comrade. He's going to do the job and he's going to do it well. And you're going to be, you might hate him. You might hate him on Twitter, even though he's stepping in with a million followers. Which minister of police is out here a million following and shit and still tweeting his opinion and his own playlist?
I think he's been one of the safest ministers of police.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They know if they put Fikile in any position, it'll be okay.
Yeah,
and that's the kind of guy you want to be in the organization. Whatever organization they can trust you, you're gonna be
just dope. Maybe not in the right organization right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. So here's a couple of the statistics. Murders up by 1.8%.
Murders up.
Yeah,
we were just celebrating him now being
in total criminal charges 3.3% drop over the last year. But I'm going through specifics now. 1.8% murder has gone up. Sexual offenses have gone down 4.3%.
That's a lie.
Which I don't know, I believe.
Hashtag me too.
Hashtag me too, exactly. Because we've been getting a lot of sexual harassment allegations come up over the last year. And people fucking killing their wives and burning them and shit.
Nah, man.
Assault is down by 6.6%, which is pretty dope. Don't fight me. Don't beat me, please. I believe. And yeah, yeah, like I said, okay, attempted murder is up 0.4%. These are the guys who tried and failed. You guys suck, man.
How much is up?
It's up 0.4%.
Yeah, sir. So the rest of that percentage is the ones that succeeded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, like, if you're going to try and murder somebody, do it, bruh. Don't fucking fail. I hate losers. So if you're going to be a murderer, murder that shit.
A criminal, leave no witness.
Murder the shit out of that person you planned to murder, man. The planet has too many people anyway.
If you had to kill somebody, what would you resort to in terms of getting rid of the body? Because, you know, no body, no evidence, no case.
I think the best would be that Breaking Bad shandies where you melt an oak.
I don't know why everybody resorts to that. This is Msanzi. Where are you going to get those chemicals?
I'm sure they exist.
This is not a miracle.
I can't recall
where you can
buy what they use,
over
but
the
I'm
shelf.
Sure. not the Dexter method because, yeah, he cuts the bodies up and he puts them in the ocean and they float back up. Yeah, I think putting it in the ocean or any water source is a bad idea. So the only reason why I'd use that liquid is because it dismantles the body completely. There's really no evidence. What would you do?
We're having a braai. That's what we're doing.
We're going to eat the nigga?
Yes. Yes. I know there's some Zulu niggas who love scorp. Hey. I'll give you the nigga's head now.
Yeah, just make sure there's some tomato sauce there for me. Boy, I'm there. I'm out there chopping, boy. I'll eat a dead body for you, my nigga.
Yeah, I thought when you said, when you started with, I'll eat a pig right now. I was like, jeez.
Listen to this guy.
I didn't ask you to go that far.
I'll eat a dead body for my nigga. That's how real it is. Yo, it's been such a dope conversation. Just to end off, who's your woman crush Wednesday? There can only be one.
Morgan Lee Munich.
Oh, how cute. Mine is going to be Shashi Naidu. You, my girl. Keep doing what you're doing. All right. As usual, we're going to wrap out with the worst guy, Cypher.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we should do it like a natural Cypher. Let's do a beat on the table. Organja.
Beat on the table?
I'll rock the beat. You start it, and then we close it off.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Old school. Old school.
Old school.
Old school.
Old school.
Old school.
Rapping about old school, old school. Look at all these old new fools. Everybody acting too cool. But don't you know that you're gonna lose against two the worst guys? Man, it's no disguise. Malcolm Judy's doing the beat on his thighs. No, he's doing the beat on the table. I'ma beat your ass and leave your ass disabled.
Oh, I'ma beat your ass, leave your ass disabled. You know I'm so capable, you know I'm like Abel. And I'm here in the Bible, like day one. I'm the guy with the vision, I've got the gun. I've got the 10 commandments in my hand, call me Moses. And I've also got these roses for these women crushes out here. And I give it to them without fear. Let me tell you about this dude that is coming from the bottom. You don't know the story. I'm just out here trying to chase the glory, make these bitches horny. Oh, but I'ma tell my story here on the Cliff Central airwaves every Wednesday. We always play because we never stop playing because this life is a game. I mean, I want to kill it. be at the top. Everybody know I will never ever stop.
Never
I mean,
stop.
You can come right against me, but hey, you'll never defeat me. I'm backed by G-O-D.
I'm backed by G-O-D. G-E-S-U-S. Jesus, everybody believes us. Rapping like Biggie when he was a genius.
Oh.
Hey, but I might be Tupac. I might pull out the Glock. My Glock is the paper and the pen. Hey, get it and comprehend that I don't do the violence. I'd rather love instead. Hey, hey, oh. Everybody knows me. I go by the name of R-E-H-A-B. My W-C-W goes to Morgan Lee. And that's so beautiful. Hey.
Oh, it's the worst guys.
Hey.
Yeah, this happens every Wednesday. Download the podcast. You know it's mad dope.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.